Okay, here we go. It says in the pasuk, "Vayikru Yaakov calls together as bon el bonav." Vayikru Yaakov calls el bonav. Vayomer, and he says, "Hey, us, we gather around. Va'agid lechem, I will tell you. Ace asher yikru lechem, what will happen to you? Yikru, what the occurrence?" Now the word yikru over here is spelled with an aleph. Yikra should be spelled with an hey. Yikra means, in the English it says, what is to befall you? Okay, like a mikra. Mikra means like an event. So if that's really what the pasuk meant, it'd say yikra should be spelled with a hey, but it's spelled with an aleph. Yikra with an aleph means a calling out, like vayikra Yaakov, Yaakov called. Asher yikra eschem, what will, if you want to translate the words literally, it means asher yikra, what will be called out to you? Hashem will speak to you be'acharis hayomim. That really is the literal translation of this pasuk. Hashem is going to speak to Klal Yisrael. How will Hashem speak to Klal Yisrael? Through current events. Okay, that's what it says over here. And now let's take a look over here at Rashi. Rashi here says, the Hebrew, Va'agidu lechem bikesh legalei sesakets. Yaakov wanted to reveal to them the kates, the Mashiach, when Mashiach will come. V'nestalka mimenu shechina, and the shechina departed. V'hiskel oimer dvarim achedim. The shechina departed. And this is where it's very interesting, because this is the second time in the parasha when the shechina departed. Where do you have a parasha where the shechina disappears twice? It disappeared when he wanted to give a bracha to Ephraim and Manasseh. He was about ready to give them a bracha, and suddenly the Shechina disappeared. And now a second time, the Shechina is disappearing when he wants to reveal to his children when what's going to happen at the end of days. All Rashi says, let's see what the Targum says. Targum, let's get the Targum here. Targum Unkelus says, Ukro Yaakov Livnohi, Vamani says, Iska Noshu gather, Vachavei, I will relate l'choin to you, yosti yara, what will occur. The word yara means to occur. Yoschoin to you, besoif yoimaya, the end of days. Okay, so this is a very nice pasuk over here in Targum. Time over here is touching the word yikro as yara. Yara means an occurrence. So I'm going to go now to Parashas Vayechi in the Targum. 49 pasuk aleph number one, and let's see what it says. Iskanoshu. Okay, I'm gonna go backwards. Let's see what it says. The word di ora targum yikra loshon mikra. Okay, so over here he's translating the word yikra as an occurrence, as if it was spelled with the letter hey. Very big chiddush to translate the words asher yikra with when it's spelled with an aleph, as if it's spelled with a hey. Now, in pronunciation, is there any difference? I'm not aware. When you pronounce the word yikra, so if there would be a hey, as it really should have a hey, is there any difference in pronunciation? I don't know. As far as I know, I don't think we differentiate. I don't think we differentiate. Maybe I have to ask a Taimani. No idea. I have no idea if there's a different pronunciation between the way you pronounce the word yikra with an aleph or with a hey by Ashkenazim. It appears that there's absolutely no difference whatsoever. Okay, now, what does it say over here in the Targum? Okay, take a mikro, loshen mikro, deloy kamel, shen Targum la'el vayikro, loshen kriya, she kufre, she loshen mikro, be'ois hei, bo gam be'ois aleph. Kosaf, so saying here, he makes note of this. Kosaf, her sham shen ful hersh, she yesh kesher ben shnei ha-sharoshim, shakosh baruch hu kori el odom derech ha-mikro. Okay, so he says the basic yisrael is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu, there is basically, this pasuk is teaching you this, the spelling, the fact that it can be spelled hey and aleph, is teaching you that in truth there is no such thing as a coincidence. Whatever really appears to be a mikra, whatever appears to be an occurrence, really is a way of Hashem speaking, calling out to us. Okay, that's the basic yisrael. He doesn't say anything more. Now I'm going to go back over here. The beginning of the pasuk, it says the word iska nashu. Iskanashu means to gather. Das Rashi Yesh Asifa Shiloshim Kiniso Chim Perish Agro Kan He Osu Kachinosni Kovtsu Shloti Pzudim. I will inking this. Uncle said, "He Osu Targum Kamo He Kovtsu Okay, he curses the gather. Okay, I'm not sure what he means over here. I think what he's saying over here is, I think that he's trying to make a point and say that the word asifa, what does Rashi again say? Rashi says, no, there is no Rashi here. Here's the question, the word he'asfu, does the word he'asfu mean to come together, or does it mean come inside? It's a very big difference. Are you telling everyone, you have a lot of people outside, come inside. Don't stay outdoors. I want you to come indoors. That's one translation of the word he'asfu. And the other translation of the word he'asfu means, I want everyone to come together. Achdus. You can all stay outside. Who cares? But all of you, don't be dispersed. Come together. Tara Rashi over here is silent. Okay, maybe Rashi translates it elsewhere. We have to get a new sefer, the Rashi dictionary. But over here, it says the Osman Targum says, he says over here, there is no, Targum's word is Iskanoshu. Iskanoshu means come together. It doesn't mean come inside. It doesn't mean you're outside the location. I want you to come inside. Iskanoshu means you should be collected together in Achdus. It's a very fascinating Targum. Targum, because he's saying over there, there's a Rashi elsewhere, Rashi La'el, we're not going to go do it now, so much we'll take too much time. Back in Perek Lamed, said that the word he'asu asifa means you are outside, you're in one location, I want you to move to a new location, come inside. Don't be out there, come into a more local, a more centralized area. Targum disagrees. Targum did not translate the word he'asu in that manner. Targum translated the word he'asu as iskanashu, which means achdos, all of you should come together. Okay, let's now go to the next pasuk. Pasuk says hikavsu v'shimu b'nei Yaakov, gather together. Okay, now notice before it says he osvu, and now it says hikavsu. And notice, very interesting. See, this again is the classic. We've come across something that's very important. Very, very important we've come across. This is what we learn over here, is to learn Targum. And we see the Targum again, trademark Targum, has come to simplify the language. We have two different words, the word he'asifu and the word he'kavtu. And yet the Targum is translating both of these words exactly the same. The word he'asifu is translating to mean iska noshu, and in this, in both places. And that's very telling. This is why we learn Targum. This is an amazing thing, because if you were writing a translation, Mayor, I'm gonna put you on mute. Mayor, I'm sorry to do this to you. I'm sorry, because there's something coming from your phone. Is there something on your side? There's some noises coming through over here. I don't know. Alright, I got you on mute. You can take it off whenever you want, you can go off mute, you can talk to us. But there's something coming through on your phone. I don't know what it is. All right, over here we have over here. We come. So he also. This is a very important. This is obviously this was kedai to learn tonight, just for this, to appreciate the fact that the Targum is behaving in his consistent behavior. That is the greatest thing a person can ever do: to be consistent and to be predictable. Because that means he's a stable person. People that are not normal, unfortunately not well, they're not predictable. And here the Targum is predictable. He's translating two very different words with two different shadashim with the same exact Aramaic word, because that's what the Targum does. He simplifies a language that already is very simple. He calls to Vishimu, listen, B'nei Yaakov, Vishimu, and listen, Es Yisrael, to Yisrael, Avichem, your father. What does this mean? So let's see Rashi. Rashi here says, no Rashi, look at that. Targum, Iskanoshu Vishamu, B'nei Yaakov, Vikabilu, Ulfan. Okay, so he's adding here words. Now, I'm very disappointed in that the person who wrote this Targum, they've done such a fantastic job by putting in bold, highlighting every time the Targum adds a word that's not in the Pasuk. And here they were asleep at the switch. Because here it says Vikabilu Ulfan. It doesn't say Ulfan here in the Pasuk. All it says is to listen, to accept El to Yisrael Avichem. The word Ulpan does not, should be in bold, according to what they do all the time. Their derech here, which is beautiful. See, look at this. You see, in the English, they did it. You see that? In the English, they did it. To accept chastisement. Now, I'm a little bit disturbed about that. Chastisement. Who said it means chastisement? Who said that? That's not what Ulfan means. Ulfan means a teaching. Listen to, I have something to teach you. You guys, you think you know it all. You think there's nothing I can tell you that you don't already know. Guess what? I have something to tell you that you taka don't know. It's a learning opportunity. Adult education. Things you don't know. Not just a refresher course. And l'chayra, that's all it means. The pasuk does not say the word says to listen to what? Rashi, there is no Rashi. Targum says, listen to the Ulpan. Ulpan, I don't know, ordinarily it means a teaching, a lesson, a concept, a piece of knowledge. For some reason, the English of Sepharia, I have no idea who these people are, they selected this translation for us. Why? I don't know. And they add in, except chastisement. Okay, so if we had those people available, we could ask them, where did they get that translation from? Good question. Okay, now, while we're at it, we might as well go take a look at what it says in the Ma'atzar. Maybe he has some chiddush over here. Ulpan. Oh, here it is. He has an entry. An entry in the Sefer. Ulpan hakavan limud. It means a teaching, like I told you. Shirasa lilamdam esasher ye bi'achris hayam. Bi'ay ma'ashikosav le'el shpupasik shkam b'brochis hayu in yali limud. Okay, so he does not make any indication here in the Ma'at Tzori that the word Ulpan means anything other than a teaching. Min bezeh tirgim el fine. Okay, straightforward. Okay, let's go to the next pasuk. Up to pasuk number 3 for today. Now he starts giving Musar to the children. Ruvain, this is good stuff, this is hard stuff. Ruvain b'choyri at. Ruvain, you are my firstborn. Ruvain, you are my firstborn child. Koichi v'reish oni, you are my first koyach. And the beginning of my oini. Oini here means the reishis of my, it's a hard word to translate. Here in the English translation, it says vigor. You are my strength, you are my might, and the first fruit. He adds a lot of words here. He says over, you are my firstborn, right? Ruben b'chori, ata, koichi. You are my strength, my might. He says my might. Voracious and the first fruit of my vigor. Where did they get the word fruit? Why did the translator hear that word? I don't know. Yeser says the yeser us. Yeser means an abundance, means more than someone else. Whenever you use the word yeser, you have to have a baseline. You're starting somewhere. And yeser means more than from where you start. Yeser, what is the word se'es? So here in the English, they have some very interesting words. Rank. You exceeding in rank. I have no idea where they got that from. We'll see. The yeser oz. Honor? That's really shocking. What does the word oz have anything to do with honor? Okay, so let's see Rashi. Maybe they're right. Maybe they're drawing from somewhere. Rashi says, Reishis oini hi tipa rishon nishloi roh kerim yamav. How old was Yaakov when he got married? How old was Yaakov when he got married? I think he was something like 80, 84? Something along those lines. Yaakov was about 84 years old when he got married. He was a bachar, an older bachar. And all the years of his life, it never ever happened once that he accidentally or due to any reason whatsoever, he saw Keri. Reishis, you are the first of my koichi, Reishis oini, my oini. Oini means so his taichin would only to mean carry. He tipo rishoina shloi ro carry. Now, how does the word oini have anything to do with shecha zera? I don't know. A lot of questions here. Next, oini. So Itaka says oini here means koichi, my strength. K'moshem matzasi oinli. Meirov oinim ulein oil. Different psukim, which in these psukim the context means this represents strength. And why is shechva zera called strength? I don't know. You have to use your imagination. Why? What the connection between the word between a person zera and strength? He says it's oini koichi. Rashi says koichi. So if you, now we go look over here at the English translator, you are b'choriato. You're my firstborn. Koichi, you are my strength. Voracious, oini, my vigor. Now, what's problematic with Rashi is Rashi, the pasuk says koichi, and then it says voracious, oini. That would seem to indicate that the word oini and the word koichi are not the same. There's the word koichi and there's the word oini, and they are not the same. And yet Rashi says the translation of the word oini means koyach. And then he goes on to say, what is the koyach? The koyach is shecha zera. Okay, so something over here needs to be explained. Yeser says, now what is this? Roy? Okay, we're losing people like flies here. Our whole shear is just diminishing. Like laser, it's going to be a new soon over here. Everyone's dropping out. Oh.
I dropped out on accident. Listen, I heard you ask a question. What does the oini have to do with Zera, right?
Yeah.
Hello?
Yeah, I'm listening. Yeah, yes. What do you say? Yes, what's your chiddush?
So, yeah, but Tamar, she married Einan. And Einan became...
Air, those were an ayin. Those were an ayin. Air, the oinon, if I'm not mistaken, they both had an ayin. And they were mashkes to Zera. Okay, you're saying
right,
something. So you're saying good. You're saying a vart. You're saying episodic. You're saying something interesting. Oinon was an aleph, and I think you're right. Er was an ayin, and Oinon was an aleph, I think. You're right. And what did they do? Ki loy lo yeh hazara. You're saying very
right.
Good. You're saying something very, very good. Yitaka is saying a good vart.
The question is,
finally.
How did he know? How did Yaakov know that was Rashi's ayin?
I don't know. I don't know how he knew. I guess he was so in control of his life. He was so in control of his activities that he knew it never happened to him.
So then he should have held Reuven as a very, very high madrega, because Reuven with the rest were not came much later after he had a lot of blood there.
So it's talking very interesting. You're saying something very interesting. That even though Reuven was the Tiber Rishayna, so you would assume it would be Kodesh Kodoshim. Yet Reuven didn't work out well for Reuven. Reuven, a lot of tzaras. Reuven lost the firstborn, right? Reuven was responsible to a degree for Mechiras Yosef. Reuven, he goes on to criticize him now.
Reuven lost it when he went to get the, what do you call it? The Adashim for, when he gave it to...
To Rachel,
right?
Yeah. You're saying,
so
you're right, yes, so what
you're
saying is very casual. What, Reuven, if Reuven was the righteous Oini, you would assume that Reuven should be, like you're saying, Kodesh Kodashim, and yet Reuven, we find over here, he gets a bad deal. Yeah, it's a good kasha. After all that, after 84 years of guarding yourself and preserving the purity of the Tipa Rishona, and yet that Tipa Rishoyna produced a child. But something doesn't make sense. Something doesn't make any sense. Wait a minute. Let's clarify something. Was Rachel and Leah an Akara? I guess not.
No,
that's exactly,
no.
I guess not. Okay, so she was an Akara. Okay. She was an Akara. They gave birth right away. She gave birth right away. All of the other remotes were an Akara. Sarah was an Akara. Rivka was an Akara. Rachel was an Akara. So if a woman is an Akara...
Zilpah and Bila,
they came much later. They were given over to Yaakov much, much later. They were not, there was not anywhere they were an Akara. They had two pieces,
you know,
did not say.
Very interesting, which is, I'm going to get into very dangerous territory.
Yeah, let's go. As if you never do. Yeah, what's the dangerous territory? Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. He married Leia by mistake. He has Reisha Zaini, right?
That means the first night that he married wrong. That he married Leia.
Right.
Yeah.
And then the halacha is he's Tyrish from her, right?
Yeah.
And
correct.
The next time, 7 days later, he has Rachel, right?
Okay, yeah.
But by the time when he had Rachel already, she was an Akara.
Rachel was an Akara.
Right?
No, so you're answering a very interesting question. You're saying a very question. When we, a couple of weeks ago, I asked you a question. Yeah, you're answering, you're touching upon something which opens up an answer question. What was the question we had a number of weeks ago? Yaakov had a mitzvah of kibud avoim. His parents told him to get married. After you get married, come back home. That's the pashup shot. He worked for seven years. So then what happens? He wakes up in the morning and guess what? Oh, it's Leia. It's Leia, right? Leia.
It's Leia, right?
So. Okay, I'm making it, but why didn't he just divorce her? What? I mean, this is a different question. I didn't mean this is not the woman I wanted to marry. I wanted to marry.
Okay, you didn't have to divorce her. You got another woman.
Let me tell you a more fundamental answer.
Or maybe
you can say kiddushei tos. Let me ask you: is there any greater kiddushei tos than this? A man marries a woman. A man works for a woman for seven years.
Love and answer to him. This is the mimic of the makar. You should have.
It's kiddushei. Yeah, maybe it's your mimic, not my mimic. Yaakov made a deal.
It doesn't make a difference. You didn't come to us. We didn't go to you. You came to us.
It says that Yaakov made a deal. I will work 7 years for Rachel Bitcha Hakitana. Rashi, don't tell me another Rachel Bitcha.
So we know that.
Rachel. And yet, so why can't you go and just say, if you go to any Bezdin in the world, they'll say Kiddushei Tos.
One Bezdin will say, no.
No, there's no Bezdin. So I say, you hit the answer. Because this pasuk says that Reuven was the tipa rishayna, l'cha'ira. By the time Yaakov found out that he's been tricked, she was already pregnant, and Yaakov would not abandon a woman who's pregnant. That's what I want to answer. The reason why Yaakov did not want to take advantage of the fact that it's kedushei tos is because then what's going to be with her? She'll be a single mother. Who's going to marry her? She was already pregnant.
Very interesting. That shows you the halacha is that someone who's it's a good evil. Because you have to.
That's not a right. Yavama is not a right. Yavama is a whole different sugya. Yavama is a whole different. Yavama, I don't know, a woman. Today, all these the guy, we all know the guy, whatever, they get pregnant by accident. And then what happens?
Yeah.
So does the husband, the man that made a woman pregnant, does he go marry her? So.
It depends.
It depends, right? It depends. But there are probably the majority of the time they don't. They don't care. So no, whatever it is, they don't care. They don't like the person enough to marry them.
It's very good that way, because otherwise you would say ain't other my but it doesn't include good.
So here, look, over here, this pasuk says that she was pregnant. It says Tibur Shoina. That means that she was pregnant. That means she had to become pregnant right away. And that means that when Yaakov found out that Vahi Vaboiker, Vihine Leia, so that by the time when he willed Vihine Leia, she was already pregnant. I mean, I don't know how you look at it. You want to go say what it was? Do you really call pregnant? It's only one day.
Yeah.
It takes 40 days.
The cell already had who knows how many splits.
I don't know how that works. Listen, I don't know how that works. I don't know the science behind it. But obviously, it has to start somewhere, right? The process has to start somewhere. So if the process already began, how was Yaakov able to even know this? That the process began, then it would mean he would be abandoning a woman who's pregnant. And we know from a society
that... What was he going to do? If he was going to divorce her, what was he going to do? He would go to Love and say, I want your other daughter after I'm divorcing you first?
Yeah.
Love would never agree to it.
So I'll go somewhere else.
No, I'll give you a second one. I'll give you another wife. I won't give you back. You can't give me back.
So that was the question we asked. Why did Yaakov really care? So listen, I wanted Rachel. You gave me Leah.
Because all right, Yaakov knew. When did Yaakov make the deal that he would get Rachel in 7?
Day one.
Oh, so he did go over to Laban and say, "You gave me a fool thing."
All right.
So what? He knew if he would tell Laban, "I'm dropping her," Laban would say, "Okay, go to hell. You're not getting the second one either." And Laban knew how much he wanted the second one.
All right. We're getting too involved in this. Let's go right. I hear you're saying good, but let's go right. There's a lot to talk about.
My question is something else.
Yeah.
My question is something else. So his second tipa was with Rachel, who was an Akara.
Yeah. So?
Did he know she was an Akara?
No, of course not. Of course not.
If he knew she was pregnant the first one, he knew the second one wasn't.
I don't know. I don't know.
And then, when did he go back to Leah?
I don't know.
After the kid was born?
Male Shavuazos. I don't know. Okay. Let's go right. Okay, let's go right. Let's start over here. Ruvim Khadukhan Rashabi says, Oini Khikhim Kamochosa. Yes, I say. Roy Khoisilios, yes, Allah, Bikhuna Lashon Nisias Kapayim. Rashi translates the word Se'es means Nisios Apai Kapayim. It means Kahuna. Okay, Rashi is translating the word Se'es means that you were destined, you were fitting, it was meant to be that you should have been the firstborn, you should have been the kohen. You should have been the one to do the avodah of doing the nisias kapayim, to lift up your kapayim. That's seis. V'yeser oz b'malchus. K'mo v'yitin oz l'malko mi garm lo l'hafsik ol elu wad yilu. That's the next pasuk. So therefore, Rashi over here has translated these words for us. Rashi, very typical. Reishis ruvein b'chori ato, koichi. Rashi did not translate the word koichi. He didn't do that. Oini, he said, is... Koichi, and what is only Tiba Rishoina? Yeser says Rashi is adding words into the pasuk that it does not say. You, it was destined for you to be the one that would have more than all of your other brothers in regard to the fact that you would be the Kohen, and you would be the one that would fulfill the mitzvah of Nisias Kapayim. V'yeser Oz is a code word for Malchus. You should have been the one that would have been the melech. And now you lost out. Why? That's the next pasuk. What does Ugla say? What does Ugla say on this pasuk? Ruvain b'choiri at. Okay, I'm putting you on mute, Mayor. Ruvain, I'm sorry, Hesha, I put you on mute. Ruvain b'choiri at, you're my firstborn. Cheli, what does cheli mean? That's the translation for koichi. Veresh tokfi. And the first of my power, we have to see the Sefer. Lo chavechazeh, to you it would have been fitting. Lemisav to losa chulakin b'cherusa. Now he's eating a lot of words over here. It would have been fitting for you to take lemisav to losa chulakin b'cherusa kohuna malchusa. This targum is almost like a targum of Yonasan ben Uziel. To take three portions. What are the three portions? B'choira, Kohuna, and Malchus. Unbelievable targum. Ruvein B'choriato Koichi, all he says, you're my cheli, my strength. And Reishis Oini, my tokfi. Yeser Se'es V'yeser Oz. He doesn't really explain how he translates his words. You really deserve to have three portions. To be the firstborn, to be the Kohen, and to be the Melech, but you lost everything. He's Ikar Chosar Min Hasefer. The perish of how you get to this is totally missing from the words. So we have no choice but to go to the Ma'atzori to get clarity. Here he says over here, first let's go one thing at a time. He says over here, Tukfi. Tukfi just translates to mean is this translation word Koyach. Lo Chavo Chazel, Lucho Yeroy Lekachas, called Zetagim Shaloshim Yeser. Wow. ואולי הוא תאגם של יסר סעס חמש הפרש הקרסקודיש סעס מקום כמו לא סעס ולכן תאגם למיסף. Okay, so he said, let's go one at a time. He said the word yeser. Yeser means you would have been deserving. Rashi pretty much said the same thing. It doesn't mean that you are better. You, if you only would have behaved yourself, it would have been that you would have been deserving. Three things. Becherusa, kilhunta, umalchusa, nirshu farish kilometrish. Shloisha kesadim hayu biyotra, kuhuna v'amalchusa b'chayra. Hakuna sev yeser seis. Ein seis ela kuhuna. Der seva yis adesya das agrashi. Lamalchus sev yeser oz. Vein oiz lamalcha. Der sevit no oiz lamalcha. Oh, what about Bechoira? So over here he says that's going back on the beginning of the pasuk. Ruvein Bechoiriata. Der sev Ruvein Bechoiriata. Gam ye shloimar. She unkelis kitkan chuma. She yeser oimed li atzmai. Umashma Bechoira. Wow. Beautiful. Shishnei Chalakim. Okay, so let's appreciate what he's saying over here. That's unbelievable. Not for the sefer. No idea what he's saying over here. Tag over here says, at talk loch to you, have a chose. It would have been fitting, lemisav, to take. The word lemisav means to take. In the English, it says, it would have been right for you to take three things. And what are chulak in three portions? Bicherusa, bechor, kohunta, umalchusa. So now here's the question. How do you get this whole statement, lo chavi chaze lemesav, tolasa chulkin, bicherusa, kohunta, umalchusa, in the words, yeser se'es, v'yeser oz. So the first... The first approach is... Okay. The first approach is Heshi, can you put it on mute? Right. Heshi, can you put it on mute, please? Okay. The first approach is Heshi, can you put it on mute? Yes sir means the first approach is the Bechor is in the beginning of the Pasuk. The Targum is translating the Pasuk out of order. Yes sir means you are deserving. Had you not done an Avera, it would have been that you would have been deserving. And that's why you tell the word yeser twice. Now, what are the three things? Bechoiri, in the beginning of the Pasuk. That's number one. Number two, Se'es. Vayisa Eskapov. And Oz refers to Malchus. So we have three things. We have the Bechor, we have Kohuna, Se'es, and the Oz is Malchus. That's interpretation number one. Now interpretation number two is a tremendous chiddush. The word Yeser refers to the firstborn right. Yeser, you really deserve to be the Yeser. Why is a Bechor called a Yeser? Because the Bechor gets a double portion of the Yerusha. So the Bechor gets an additional chelek. So Yeser is the Bechora, Se'es is the Kohuna, and the Oz is the Malchus. But now you're going to ask a question, why does it say the word Yeser twice? I don't know. Number two, if the word Yeser refers to the Bechora, where then in the Pasuk does it say that you would have been deserving to receive? According to the first interpretation, the word yeser itself means you are deserving to receive. Now we have two words left, se'es and oz. Se'es is kahuna, oz is malchus. So you deserve to get the se'es, and you deserve to get the oz. That's Rashi. See, we have accomplished something over here, very good, like we like to do, made a machlekes, Rashi and Unkelis. We have to make a sefer one day and compile all of the revelations that of Machloikis, Rashi, and Unkelis. And here appears to be a very clear Machloikis, Rashi, and Unkelis. Rashi says, Yeser says, word Yeser is Ro'oi, Hayisa, Lios Yeser al Echov. You would have got more than your brother, Bechohuna. That says, the Yeser Oz, the same exact thing. Ro'oi Hayulah, it would have been fitting to get Oz is Malchus. What about the Bechorah? The Pasuk is not mentioning that. It was never taken away from him. Reuven's the Bechor. Reuven is the Bechor. Doesn't go away. Doesn't say anywhere. Uncleus is teaching us a new pshat. No. It's not just Yeser Se'es and Yeser Oz. There's a third thing that he lost. He lost the firstborn right. Now, where does it say? Where does it say that Reuven lost the firstborn right? And even, what does it even mean exactly that he lost it? Maybe you'll say that he lost it, that the fact that Yaakov Avinu gave Ephraim and Menashe, Yosef, he made Yosef into the Bechor. He made Yosef the Bechor. Yosef is not the Bechor. Yosef was the Bechor to his mother. But Yosef was not the Bechor to his father. Yet, I'm giving you a Shechem Achad Alachecha. He did indeed give an extra portion to Yosef. He gave it for where did Yosef get that extra portion to give it away? He got it from Reuven. But that's like what the Targum says. But according to Rashi, it doesn't say that in the Pasuk. All the Pasuk says is Reuven, no, you are my Bechor. You will remain my Bechor. Oh, but I gave to Yosef's children another portion. Okay, I don't know, that's a good question. That's a question which has to be answered. But it doesn't say that the Bechor was taken away from Reuven. Okay, so we have over here what appears to be Machlekes between Rashi and Targum. Now let me just go back. We have two interpretations. Targum says, as a matter of fact, there were three things that were taken away from Reuven. Bechorah, Kohuna, and Malchus. Question is, how did Targum read that into the Pasuk? Did he read into the Pasuk because it says here the word Yeser? And the word Yeser means the firstborn, right? Or did he get it from the fact that it says Bechori? And somehow we have to loosely interpret the Pasuk to mean that you lost that also. Just like you lost the Se'es and the Oz, you also lost the Bechorah. Okay, so this is very interesting. We're seeing over here. Let me just finish up over here. Wow, look at this. Okay, two more incredible perushim, and that is, again, the problem that we're dealing with in Uncleus is that he's telling us he lost three things. Where? So listen to this. One pshat, Reuven Bechori Ata, that's Bechora. Koichi! Koichi is Kohuna. Reishis Oini is Malchus. Or maybe the other way around. Let me go back to here. V'yesha shloshat loshon Bechori Koichi Reish Oini, Bol Harus al Shosh Malchus Shehizki Unkelis. Okay, well maybe I would think the word Oini, I don't know which one is which, but he's saying it'll be an incredible chiddush. Bechori ata, you're my firstborn, koichi, you're the Bechor, Bechori ata, koichi, let's assume koichi refers to, I don't know which one you want to say, you can play around with it, we'll go in order. You were meant to be the Kohen, and Reishis Oini, you were meant to be the Melech. That's what was meant to, for you. Yeser Se'es V'Yeser Oz. And the word Yeser Se'es V'Yeser Oz goes back on all three. These milas of being Bechori, Koichi, and Reishis Oini, Bechora, Kohuna, and Malchus are items, elements, which make you greater and more mighty. But you lost it all. Incredible. And the other parish he said was, the word Se'es means two things. He says to the word Se'es means Bechora and Kohuna. And there's another, is that the word, when it says over here, going back to the other interpretation, we said, you are Yeser Se'es. Built into the word Se'es are two things. Kohuna and Bechora. First, firstborn right. Se'es means not only does the word Se'es mean Kohuna, it also means Bechora Kohuna. Okay, so Sachakol, it's Chazan Sof. This is amazing. This is really good. This is incredible stuff. I really am in debt to you. I would never, ever, ever learn this, know this stuff. And it's really basic stuff. We all know Ruvain, we have the first pasuk of the Brach. So all we need to know is Mars Tefillah. Ruvain, Bukhariato, Koichi, Vidish, Oini, yes, 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 us. There's clearly a machlokes between Rashi and Unkelus. Rashi learns as a matter of a statement of fact. Ruvain, you're my first born. Koichi, you are my strength. Rashi is not telling us what he means by that. Rashi's Oni, Rashi is making trouble. Rashi is translating the word Oni to mean Koyach. Excuse me, it said Koichi, so why would he repeat himself? He's not explaining. And then Rashi goes on to say, what is he alluding to? The fact that Reuven was born from the Tipa Rishayna. And then it says, Reuven, Yeser. Yeser, had you only behaved, you would have been deserving to receive more than all of your brothers with regard to two things only. Se'es Kuhuna, Yeser, you were deserving to receive more, Oz Malchus. And now you messed up and you're going to lose those two. According to Rashi, it doesn't say anywhere that Reuven lost the firstborn right. Doesn't say that anywhere. According to Unkelus explicitly says he lost all three. Reuven Bukhari at Cheli Veresh Tokvi. You are my strength and you are my might. It's not really explaining what those words mean. Have Chose, you were fitting Lemisav to take. Tolosa, three things. Chulak in three portions. Becherusa, Kunto, and Malchusa. This is one of the most difficult psukim we've had in a very long time in Targum because this pasuk is not literal. It's very hard. There's no real literal translation of the pasuk. He's not translating literally. And he's saying, he's coming to argue with Rashi that he lost three things. The firstborn right, Kuhuna, and Malchus. Where do you see the firstborn right that he lost? So we have so many perushim. Either we can say the beginning of the pasuk when it says Becheriata, that's the firstborn right. When it says Yeser Se'es, that is Kuhuna. When it says Oz, that is Malchus. And from the end of the pasuk, we can derive that just like yes, it means you really meant to get more, but you lost it. So too, Bechori, also you meant to get more and you lost it. But some don't like that. And therefore we have a whole collection of other Perushim in the Targum. We can say that when it says the word Yeser, Yeser means the firstborn right. You get double portion. Se'es is the Kuhuna, and Oz is the Malchus. But then the question is, why does it say the word Yeser twice? Then we have the interpretation that the Diyuk is not from the end of the Pasuk, the Diyuk is from the beginning of the Pasuk. Bechori, that's the Bechor. Koichi, that is the Kuhuna. Reishis Oini, that's the Malchus. And then we have another interpretation, go back to the end of the Pasuk, and when it says the word Yeser Se'es, Se'es is two things. Se'es refers to Bechora and Malchus, not just Kuhuna, but also Bechora. Yes or Oz. Oz refers to Malchus. And then we have.
How does Kuhuna go to Shavit? Doesn't it go to Bechora?
He was meant. It means he was meant to get to Kuhuna. Yes, it was meant to get to Kuhuna. It went to Levi. It went to Levi. That's the later point in time. You were meant to get the Kuhuna, but you lost it.
So which means that Reuven would have killed out all the...
What?
The
Egel Adov? So you asked me good. How do we match this up with what happened much later on? What happened 300 years later? You're right.
Because he was told that he's not... Or he was told already he's not getting
it. I don't know. You're saying good. I don't know. I don't know what the answer is. You have to be figure out how to match this up. You're right. I don't know. It has to be matched up. All right. We're out of time here. We're going to stop over here.
Malchus get the same question. We know it.
Yehuda lo yaser shevet b'Yehuda.
Right.
Yeah, but it's saying that maybe that was after. It was originally intended to go to Reuven, but Reuven messed up, so then it was taken away, given to Yehuda. And once Yehuda got it, the Yosef shared with Yehuda, he never lose it. I don't know. I don't know the answer. All right, we're going to stop over here. Thank you very much for coming. And have a wonderful night, everyone. Thank you. Thank you, Blazer. Thank you very much, Mr. Glatter. And Heshi, good night. Mayor, good night. Thank you very, very much.
I want to figure out what to sell.
Do it.
Oh, good night, be well, good night, good night, be well, be well. Good night, good night, Mr. Glad, good night. I was what? I'm too tired today to push the rock. I didn't sleep well last night.
You want to push the rock?
I didn't sleep tonight last night. I'm very tired today. Too tired to do to push the rock.
How did you get home? You drove?
No, I got a ride. I was home very early. I was home very, I came back to shul. I came back to shul. I was back here already at 10:30. Borough Park. I was back here at 10:30. I was back here at 10:30.
I was supposed to go to a wedding. I didn't go because it was too late.
All right. I had a good. This wedding I had to go to. I'm very friendly with him. I'm very friendly with him. I had no choice.
Okay.
Good to go.
The more people feel, the more
they talk to you. No one could kill us.
Why? The women were in the separate room?
In this place, there was a very tough machitza. How do I know? Because I tried very hard to go into women. I did. I had to go to the women's section. I wanted to go say hello to a woman. I wanted to say hello to
You know, I was there, and I'm sure the wedding's tonight. The women are in a separate room.
By the Hasidim. Not right, in this place. This place, there was a machitza, but they enforced the machitza. The machitza was completely shut. And when I went to the front, there were a lot of men schmoozing with the women in the front. And the caterer came and he says, can all the men go back to your side? You're not supposed to be here and get out of here. He told all the men to go back to their side. Not because not because he can care less about the taruvis, it's because they were interfering with the waiters. The waiters couldn't get through. Yeah. So he told all the men, get out of here. You don't belong in the women's section. The other side was completely closed. How do I know? Because I also wanted to go to the women's section. No, I'm not going to play. Someone and the lady, later I was able to go because I wanted to meet. There was a woman there I wanted to say hello to. I asked this girl, can you find me the assistant? They find one woman, and then I asked her, is she here? She said she's not here yet. She's coming later. So I said, I'm going to have to go now. Please tell her that I came here to say hello to her. Good night. That was the end.
All right.
If she was there, she would have called me today. If they would have
done. Tell me something, Brian. You have dental. You have a medical insurance.
Yes, I do.
You buy it privately?
No, I don't.